Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by Women Speakers Magazine, the magazine for meeting planners and professional speakers. To find out more, please call 770-460-5995. In this segment, we're going to get to know a little bit more about Ms. Darnisha Grant Harrison, founder and CEO of Innate Therapeutics, an Atlanta-based biopharmaceutical company. My guest today has been named a woman to watch and an entrepreneur you can bet on by Newsweek magazine. A scientist by trade and evangelist by calling, is on the path to cure dengue fever and other diseases that are caused by the dengue virus. She has secured game-changing intellectual property, establishing her company as a front runner in an effort to impact global health. We are so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who will soon make a major impact on world health, Ms. Darnisha Grant Harrison. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, for such a generous introduction, and it's fantastic to be here.
How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How about yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get ready. Trying to get better. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, let's get to know a little bit more about Ms. Darnisha Grant Harrison. Now, Darnisha, you have a unique background. You are a trained microbiologist and a chemist. What inspired you to start your very own biopharmaceutical company right here in Atlanta?
Well, I have always, since about the age of 16 years old, had a deep, deep love for discoveries rooted in really, really interesting scientific technology. I started my career actually working at LSU's veterinary school. And I was actually a what they called a pre-college scientist. And it was there where I decided to study microbiology and chemistry. I just had a love for things that you take something in a test tube and something there can, out of nothing, become something so great as things like we were translating medicine for animals, but also that could be translated into human use, much like I've decided to do within, and that is take excellent scientific discoveries and really translate those into discoveries for human medicine that can also be used for animal medicine as well. So I've actually pretty much come exactly full circle in my career and life.
So do you have any other biologists or, I'm sorry, microbiologists or scientists in your family?
You know what? Not in my family. I am just one of few. And actually, one of few, not only in my family, but even in my studies at LSU, I was one of my kind and just very, very one of few. And that's also one of the things that we aspire to be able to do within Innate Therapeutics is to really attract more women, more ethnic women also, into the field of science and biopharmaceuticals. So that certainly is part of the heart of the organization.
Well, tell us, what exactly is Innate Therapeutics and what is the mission of your organization?
So Innate Therapeutics, and actually our name is quite interesting. I'll do an aside for that. Our name is actually my mother's first name spelled backwards. And her name is Diane, and she spells it with two N's. And so it means divine heavenly. And the word therapeutics means of or pertaining to healing solutions. Each and every time someone says innate therapeutics, you're saying divine healing solutions. And that's really, really the heart of the organization. We are a biopharma company focused on bringing cures for, actually, we have 9 mosquito-borne viruses that we are actually developing cures for. And then non-mosquito-borne is hepatitis C. So this all fits under the umbrella of infectious diseases. Many also couple this as global health or public health. So we all know the importance of public and global health in the world. And of our 10 drugs that we are developing cures for, we have the amazing potential to help nearly 1 billion people all around this world. And just to name a few, dengue virus, West Nile virus, yellow fever. These are 3 of the main and very well-known globally mosquito-borne viruses that we're developing these cures for. Dengue virus alone infects 400 million people around the world. That's more than the U.S. population alone. The Centers for Disease Control, as well as the World Health Organization, have deemed that dengue virus is the world's fastest-growing pandemic, even beyond malaria at this stage. And that is because 3 billion people in the world, no matter where you live, whether you are in a tropical area of the world or non-tropical, are at risk for contracting dengue virus. Currently, there are no therapeutics on the market for these 9 mosquito-borne viruses that we are developing. And, of course, innate therapeutics, our very, very impactful goal is to be number 1 on the market with these cures. And we are really, really, really excited about the potential that we do have to really cause this paradigm shift in public and global health. And we are truly, truly, truly excited about that.
Well, Ms. Harrison, you truly sound very excited and passionate about what you do. So how and when did you become interested in mosquito-borne viruses?
Yep. So I did mention my background at LSU Veterinary School in focusing there as a microbiologist. I was able to work with some of the leading microbiologists really in the world. And I always had that interest. So what I did early on in my career as a microbiologist, I was also a chemist at one point in my career, when I decided not to continue and get an advanced degree, I chose not to go to medical school or dental school or veterinary school is what I mean specifically. And so I was working as a scientist in the pharmaceutical industry. And I really, really loved what I was doing. And I really had a desire to take my scientific acumen and learn the business side. So that's what I did. I segued into business development and licensing, but focused in the very niche area of pharmaceutical research and development. So I was able to satisfy for about 15 more years the scientist in me, but also learn the true business side, the licensing side of things. And somewhere along the way, Sparkplug, interestingly enough, I decided, my goodness, I want to have my very own pharmaceutical organization one day. And lo and behold, 10 years later, which was not quite 3 years ago, is when I did. I embarked upon, and Innate Therapeutics was born. All the courage, all the bravery, but also to really make a difference and make an impact in the pharmaceutical and biopharmaceutical world. And here's why, and here's one of the reasons that Innate Therapeutics is different than your traditional pharma companies that most of us know of today. And that is because we very, very selectively focus on early stage scientific discoveries, and we take those discoveries. They've got to be very impactful, the possibility to have breakthrough medicines developed, but we take it And we put it in what's considered a fast-track development program, because in the pharmaceutical industry, the biggest pain is not money. It's the timelines. Typically, it takes 10 to 15 years to bring one drug to market. Under our fast-track plan, with our technology and our drugs that we're developing, to 6 years to bring these drugs to market. So that in itself is very, very exciting. But that is what we focus on. There happens to be, and this is a very, very well, well-established statistic, there is about 20 years of a backlog of good early scientific discoveries just sitting almost idly on benchtop shelves that could be used in breakthrough medicine. So we're the company that goes and we find that 20-year backlog, find the promise in it, the innovation, the breakthrough, and if it can be fast-tracked, we take it and we are developing those drugs. Typically, in our pharmaceutical industry, big pharma likes things that are much later stage, hence the backlog of 20 years of research. So we're in a very unique position, and our business model is working. It's important to point that out, and we're really, really, really excited about it.
All right. Well, I've read that your organization's main focus is on developing cures and not vaccines to help 400 million people worldwide who contract the dengue virus, a life-threatening or life-debilitating, possibly deadly mosquito-borne virus. Why was it so important for your organization to develop cures and not vaccines?
So a therapeutic cure versus a vaccine. I'm going to ask a very rhetorical question, Sparkplug. If your house was on fire, would you want the fire department to come or would you want a fire inspector to come? Okay. And I almost bet that every listener, including you, Sparkplug, has said, I'd want the fire department.
That's
well,
right.
Innate therapeutics is much like the fire department. Therapeutic cures will put the disease out if you get it. Vaccines are more like the fire inspector. They instruct you and help you not ever get the fire. But both are very needed. I'll give you a great modern-day example of what's happening right now in the USA, and that is the measles outbreaks that are happening in schools really all around the nation and even some of the nation's most popular theme parks. Measles. But we've had a measles vaccine, my goodness, since the mid-60s, if my memory serves me correctly at the moment. Well, if we had, though, a measles therapeutic cure as well, it wouldn't be such a problem because these children and other patients could simply go to the doctor and get a shot, right? You can be cured of the common cold. You can be cured of any other therapeutic cure can cure a disease. Vaccines only prevent. And so experts have actually proven in very recent years that we certainly need, in global health and public health, we do need therapeutic cures to really, really, really complement what a vaccine can and may not continuously do in terms of immunity. And so that's why what we're doing is additionally unique, but very, very, very needed in the public and global health sector.
Well, excuse me, with an undertaking as big as Innate Therapeutics, I'm sure it takes a lot of money to get funded. What is your advice to anyone in our listening audience who may be trying to get connected to the uber wealthy for financial resources?
That is a very good question, a very important one. Because again, one of the big things in pharmaceuticals is the funding, and that's true in any business. But here is what I encourage, and here is what we did. You have to be so excited, so passionate, so proud of your brand, your company, your team, that you are willing to, if need be, shout out on the rooftop with what you're doing. And really getting out there especially within your sector, but being a little creative and breaking out, because there's so many funds out there, whether it be grant funding. I love it because some of my other entrepreneurial friends call grant funding, they say it's manna from heaven. It's basically free money. But every sector at the local levels of state governments, In our national government, there are grant funds around for really any sector of business. And, of course, we speak of pharmaceuticals. There's, of course, tons of grant funding around in the pharmaceutical industry, but so much private money as well, especially when your cause is something, again, that you're passionate about and that you believe in. And don't be afraid to travel outside of your geographical area of where your company is. And that's one of the things we did. But that's, again, being passionate, being excited about your brand, your product, your team. And you really feel like, and you know, you've got something to share. You've got something that's really, really not only going to be impactful, but already is impactful. You have to be willing to get out there. A great analogy is you've got to maybe kiss a few frogs before your prince. And that's what happens when you're out raising funds, because one of the things we all know, uber wealthy people are very well protected because we're always asking them for money, right? And so they protect themselves around with people who may not always be asking them for money. So getting into those circles can be interesting, but once you're broken in, and people really, really get to understand the passion behind what you're doing, I mean, there's so much money. Never be afraid and think that there's not enough money to get funding, really, in any industry. And, of course, here we speak of the biopharmaceutical industry. So that's it in a nutshell, not being afraid to just shout on the rooftop. Some of the magazine articles and even this particular show, again, gives you the notoriety and helps people know who you are. And those that's very much some of the things that we did. So it's just that willingness to break out of that comfort zone and get out there and share, present. Do as many contests, pitch contests as you can. That's another thing we did, especially early on, and we won many of them. And those are the things that can help get you funded, because that's certainly what happened with the NAGE Therapeutics.
Well, Ms. Harrison, you're not only striving to save lives with your biopharmaceutical company, but you're also making history as the very first African-American woman to be founder, president, and CEO of a pharmaceutical company. What does this mean to you?
Wow, yes. That is very, very exciting. Impactful. And I do have to be politically correct and say I'm one of the first, but it is true, likely the only African-American. And I tell you, it's quite humbling, but so exciting because, you know, when I'm on a daily basis working, it's not like work. Sometimes I pinch myself because I'm truly doing what I love. This can sound very, very cliche, but I encourage anyone, especially my fellow women of color, find your true and authentic passion, because that is where you shine. Most of the wealthiest people of our day will tell you, do what you love, because that's really the only thing that you can truly, truly excel in. And that is what I've done. I found something that may not be as mainstream, but I absolutely love it. And the impact we are having and will continue to have, it just brings me great, great, great joy, almost unspeakable in many aspects, that women, men, children, boys, everywhere, men all around the world will be able to see that, wow, if this lady can do this, and make this sort of impact, she and her team, there's absolutely nothing that I cannot do. And I want to help and feel that almost spirit of invincibility in younger people, older people all around the globe, that there is nothing I can't do, because with God, all things are. And then we finish that with possible. And that's the impact we are just really, really excited about having as the leader of this organization. So it is quite exciting, but very, very, very humbling, Spark Club. Yeah.
Well, in order to do what you're doing in your industry, Ms. Harrison, you have to be a big thinker. Where does this ability to think bigger come from?
You know, this reminds me of a quote by legendary basketball coach Rick Pitino in his book, Success is a Choice, that he wrote many years ago. And I've read that book actually several times. And he says, you'll be thinking anyway, you might as well think big. And that has just stuck with me and stuck with me. And I'll give you a great example. It wasn't enough for us to just develop one drug. We're developing 10. I mean, how amazing is that? You know, it's not enough to just be able to help 400 million people and stop the world's fastest growing pandemic, dengue virus. We decided to develop 10 and help nearly 1 billion people every single year. And that's the bigness, if you will, that I'm speaking of. And here's what really happens, I think, more. Once you begin to gain traction and build momentum in something, it really, really, really just continues to build. And that momentum just continues to unfold and unfold and unfold, and things just almost naturally get bigger. And I think that's a byproduct of the understanding, the knowledge, but coupled with the passion in what you're doing. And I think that's what happened for us. Now, we didn't set out to say, oh, we're going to help billions of people, you know, right now. But it really just, again, you gain that traction, you get the momentum, and if things just get larger and larger and larger. And it's almost like we've heard this many, many times before, because it is an ancient scriptural reference that says, your gift will make room for you. And that's truly, truly what happens. And that is what has happened here. But it's just innately in me. And when you've got a leader of any organization, and it's certainly true for you with your great organization that you've built, Spark Plug, it really, really does happen that you want a leader who's truly a visionary in a practical sense, but also may not be as practical to the average layperson. Because, again, that's how your gift continues to make room for you, and that's how you continue to think big and big and big and bigger. And since we will always be thinking, we might as well think big.
I like that. I have to remember that myself. So where would you like to see Innate Therapeutics in the next 3 to 5 years?
You know, Spark Plug, it's no secret that we actually aspire to be the world's number one pharmaceutical company in the world. By the 5-year mark, 4 to 5, we will have several cures that have been commercialized. That's certainly our number one goal. And we will have stopped some of the world's leading global health diseases and be well on our way to continue to be the world's number one pharmaceutical company. I make no qualms about it. We certainly plan to be number one, and we'll be well on our way in 5 years.
So. And since you're going to be on the list, why not be number one, right?
Absolutely. We'll be thinking, think big anyways, much like Rick Pitino said.
Right. Well, Ms. Harrison, before we bring this interview to a close, tell the people in our listening audience why you decided to advertise Innate Therapeutics in People You Need to Know magazine.
That is an excellent question. The brand that you have built and the notoriety that you passionately bring to women business owners, founders, presidents, CEOs, senior vice presidents within our community that really blazes a trail way beyond the metro Atlanta area, to me is just really, really, really almost mind-boggling with what you've done. But it is a testament, in my opinion, as I continue to look and see some of the even way more recent articles within the magazine, and I saw the success, I said, wow, this is really a testament to one man's, a true leader's vision and passion coming together. And I'll never forget the question you asked me. I said, how can I help you? You said, no. How may we help you, Miss Harrison? And that is the heart of people you need to know. And that just really resonates with me, with my heart, even the heart of Innate Therapeutics. And I said, it is a no-brainer. This is certainly a publication that we want to be a part of. And it not only helps us, but it does. It helps solidify your heart and your passion and the vision of everyone at People You Need to Know. And not to mention some of the stellar women that have blazed the cover of this magazine and the excellence in which you all bring your product each and every time to the forefront. It was certainly something that I wanted Innate Therapeutics to be a part of. And so I'm very, very, very humbly grateful and very humbly proud of this opportunity. So thank you, Spark Plug, and everyone at People You Need to Know for the opportunity.
All right. Well, we're proud to have you a part of the magazine as well. Tell us very briefly, how did you find out about our 5th annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Global Summit and Awards that was held a couple of weeks ago on Saturday, April 11th?
That's right. A very dear friend of mine and actually my mentor in entrepreneurship, Regina Mixon Bates, is currently on your current cover. And it was just so exciting when she announced, here's what we've got to look forward to, because, again, she's my entrepreneur mentor. And you guys were able to capture Regina in the pure spiritual essence of who she is, and you helped that come to full color with that beautiful spread on the cover as well as within the magazine. And when
beautiful.
I found out, yes, absolutely divinely beautiful is what you guys did. It really is an amazing article and cover. And when I found out that the conference was being held and that she was one of the speakers, I said, well, how do I support you? She said, you just come, you be my guest. And I tell you, I don't know if you recall Spark Plug, but the event ran over just about maybe not even quite 40 or 45 minutes. But I actually had an appointment that it was so enjoyable sitting there that I actually decided it's okay to be a little bit fashionably late for my appointment because I was just receiving so much good, really practical knowledge, good spiritual knowledge, while I was at the conference. So I just didn't want to leave. And I truly believe by, I really made some great impact for relationships.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, great. We only have less than 2 minutes, and I want to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know how they can connect with you.
Absolutely. We have a website that you can reach us, and that's Enaide, E like Edward, N-N-A-I-D like David, Sarah, T like Tom, H-E-R-A.com. And our offices are located actually right in Buckhead, Atlanta. We also have an office in New York City. So it's best to go right ahead through the website, look us up, and contact us through there. All the addresses of both of our locations are there. And I'd love to hear from anyone with any interest, and just follow us to see the great things we continue to do to make this paradigm shift in global and public health.
All right. Well, Ms. Darnisha Grant Harrison, founder, president, and CEO of Innate Therapeutics, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
It is my honor, and thank you all. Have a fantastic weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners right here in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another phenomenal job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.